OpNav Instruction 5100.23 Gulf, Navy Safety and Occupational Health Program Manual, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 13, Fall Protection Program. 1. What are a leading cause of work-related injuries and fatalities? Falls from heights. 2. Which type of mishap prevention must be incorporated into the job planning process? Effective. 3. How often must a fall hazard survey or assessment be conducted for comparison purposes? Annually. 4. Which type of analysis shall be performed to determine the risk assessment, hazard severity, and fall mishap probability? Fall hazard. 5. Which is the least preferred method of control measures for fall hazards? Personal protective systems and equipment. 6. What is the preferred control measure for fall hazards? Elimination. 7. What are used to protect personnel on a walking, working surface with unprotected sides or edges from reaching a fall hazard? Guardrails. 8. When working from elevated work platforms, 4 feet, how many feet for shipyard operations, or higher, the work platforms shall be equipped with a standard guardrail or other fall protection system. 5. 9. What shall be installed as close as possible under the walking working surfaces with an unprotected side or edge, or when working over water or other surfaces where the use of ladders, scaffolds, catch platforms, temporary floors, safety lines, full body harnesses, or restraint positioning belts are impractical? Safety nets. 10. Which type of system is used to arrest a person in a fall from a working level? Personal fall arrest. 11. Which system is a combination of equipment that permits an employee to be supported on an elevated surface, such as a wall, and work with both hands free while leaning backward? Work positioning. 12. Which system consists of equipment and components connected together designed to restrain a person from reaching an exposed fall hazard? Fall restraint. 13. Covers for floor holes or floor openings shall be capable of supporting, without failure, at least how many times the weight of employee, equipment, and materials that may be imposed on the cover at any one time. 2. 14. Fall arrest anchorages shall be capable of supporting a minimum force of how many pounds per person attached, or shall be designed, installed, and used under the supervision of a qualified person, and shall maintain a safety factor of at least 2. 5,000. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.